It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those. They're on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. We start things out by going straight to the phone calls. Again, it is the show about your calls, so let's talk to Tim in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just called in to talk about the new Real ID deadline.
Yes, they've extended it 5 years.
Yeah, I heard. First, I just wanted to ask, do Free Talk Live listeners call in and heckle Alex Jones? Anyway, something
I don't
else.
Think so. I don't know. You're referencing all of their his listeners that call in here and drop his name.
Right.
I don't know if that's considered heckling, but okay.
Well, about the Real ID, the new deadline, about it, them, if by October the states don't put in their,
they have to have some sort of an officialized plan
right.
as to how they're going to come out with a Real ID card.
That they were going to prevent people from going into federal buildings and such?
That's the claim. The claim is also that they'll prevent people from showing ID to get on board an airplane, which I think means... I think they're just blowing hot air, personally.
Right. Now, will this prevent, the postal workers and the judges from going into the federal building as well, as they are citizens of that state?
That's an excellent question. I can't imagine that it would.
Yeah,
sorry, you
also,
can't come to work anymore.
Also, is that almost like forced secession?
I mean, if
people can't get into the federal building to do their business, then what do we need the federal building for? So what do we need the United States government for?
Excellent question. That's definitely looking on the bright side of things. If they're really serious about this, and I don't believe they are, I think they're just trying to sound tough. But if they really are serious and a state government does not submit its plan for Real ID by the end of this year, then they cut them off from federal, their citizens off from federal building access, from being able to get on airplanes, then they've essentially seceded that state from the union.
You know, and it just goes to show what kind of force government is all about. I mean, it's, in this case, you know, you don't get our little IDs that we passed a law on, and they snuck it through. By the way,
an amendment to another.
It
bill.
Wasn't like the representatives actually voted on this particular issue. They tagged it onto some other bill.
It was, I believe, it was a defense spending authorization.
You know, just nonsense. And if you don't play with us, we're gonna take our ball and go home. It just goes to show, you know, how awful these people in the government are, and how they use force to solve every one of their problems.
Yep.
I mean,
exactly.
are we gonna have to stop paying income tax? I'm
not
getting. I'm not able to go into a federal building. I shouldn't have to pay your darn income tax.
Exactly right.
And the IRS is almost useless.
So it'll be really interesting to see what happens. You said the deadline is October of this year, correct?
I thought that's what you had
that's
said.
That's as I recall it. I don't have the facts in front of me right now, but I believe that's what it is. So it should be really interesting to see what happens come October of this year, because right now. The states don't have a plan to implement Real ID, and it's been almost 2 years.
Right, they're not going to come up with a plan.
I can't imagine a
bunch of bureaucrats being
it's 8 months.
The plan that they would come up with would be kind of scary if it's just thrown together like that.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is, it's not going to pass muster with the feds, and then they're going to move the date again. All they'll do is they'll just bump the date back and the date back, and hopefully by the time October rolls around, hopefully we'll have a few more states like Maine coming on board and saying,
right.
Nah, forget this whole Real ID idea. We're fine with our state ID. We don't need your federal government ID. Tim, any other thoughts?
We don't need no federal government.
There you go. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. I really couldn't agree more. I really couldn't agree more. I don't see any reason why the people of the United States, the people of America, need to have this United States federal government around. It does nothing but threaten violence on people, innocent people. It does nothing but harm innocents, and it doesn't do anything to help freedom at all.
I disagree, but only in degrees. I think that the federal government should be there in a much smaller capacity, a constitutional capacity.
Yeah.
And I think that the American people would be much better served by their state and local governments, comparative to the federal government.
What is it that the federal government can do that a local or state government couldn't do? Like, why do we need to have... Well, what do you mean? There are plenty of countries around the world that are much smaller than the United States that have their own military forces, and they seem to be defending themselves just fine. I mean, what's the big... Why do we need to have a big old 50-state block? I don't understand that.
To avoid repetition and to, you know,
avoid
coordinate,
repetition.
Coordinate things properly. Like, for instance, in Iraq, essentially our troops and the British troops don't even talk to... Don't come in contact with each other much because... The powers of command don't they don't talk to each other very well.
So what?
Well, what I'm telling you is that they'd be better coordinated with a larger force than 50 smaller forces.
Why do you say that? I mean, all of a sudden, why is it that you believe in centralization in some areas, but you are pretty firm against centralization in other areas? How is it that centralizing a defensive force makes it more effective?
I think that when you...
they can't pick up a two-way radio and say, hey, we're over here? That's just not possible?
They don't work well. When you have government groups, when you have these armies, these government armies, they have this enmity towards each other. You're not talking about a bunch of individuals
working together.
We don't need...
If you've got 50 different states, then you don't need to have them working together. They only work to defend that one area.
I understand what you're suggesting, and you know it's something we could look at, but I think
it's definitely something we should seriously look
at. I think
that the federal government's insane.
I think the Constitution has some legitimacy with most people, and
unfortunately it does, but that's only because they went to government school. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. I think the Constitution has legitimacy only in concept. I think most people don't even have any idea what's in the Constitution. You and I, Mark, we're not constitutional scholars. We're just talk show hosts.
By no means.
We have a grasp.
We have a better idea.
We have a grasp, more so than most Americans, about what's in the Constitution. But nonetheless, and then you and I would also agree that the Constitution isn't a perfect document. It wasn't written well enough. And the real failure wasn't necessarily the Constitution, but the American people. And there's no reason to expect that the American people will continue. If we were to get back to a constitutional government, I don't see any reason, any historical basis, to expect that the American people would keep their eyes on the government as they should have done 200-something years ago. And once again, we'd have in a matter of another 100 or 2 years, we'd have another out-of-control government like we do today.
I would concur with that, but the thing is if we get back to a constitutional government, there will be an entire paradigm shift. Because people are just so
supposedly
used to the big nanny state,
The
world's policeman taking care of everything, and paying something in the neighborhood of 60%+ of their income to local, state, and federal governments.
There definitely needs to be a paradigm shift, and that's something we're working on here.
And international governments, for that matter, because our federal government gives money to the UN. So, I mean, you know, we give money to... Our taxes go to pay for the UN.
You know, the same logic, the so-called logic, behind you saying that you think that all 50 states should be together in this federal government because it's better for defensive purposes could also be extrapolated out to say that you believe that all 131 countries in the world should gather together and create one defense force, the UN.
I think that the Constitution has legitimacy in people's minds, and I think that in and of itself will get us back to a better...
Nice dodge.
At the very least, it'll get us to a smaller government.
1-800-259-9231. Do you think the federal government has any value? Do you think that it should stick around? I don't. I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. And now, Mark, I know that you think it should stick around, but you do also believe it should be very, very dramatically decreased in size. So you're certainly not for all of the things it does today, including what it did to a man from Germany. I believe you have a story in his words. We've talked about this case, I guess it was early last year, probably over a year ago at this point. We talked about his case. He was picked up by the CIA and ferreted off to secret prisons and tortured. We sort of reported on the news article version of it. We didn't actually have his words to describe it, so I thought we should talk about that.
Now, this gentleman's name is Khalid El-Masari. Now, I want you to pretend for a second that, the Arabs aren't subhumans. Pretend that they have these inalienable rights that Jefferson enshrined for us.
I don't have
rights.
To pretend.
I understand.
You're
I'm
talking
just
to people that hate brown people.
Well, you know, we're at war to some extent with...
I'm not at war with anyone. 1-800-259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll free line for you. Is the federal government even worthwhile keeping around? Also coming up, the story of this man who was tortured by the CIA. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just in. Looks like the government and private banks are liquidating houses. These are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. For all listeners whose last names start with the letters A through N, you can get a list of these foreclosures by calling 1-800-401-6788. Listeners' names starting with O through Z should call tomorrow. Now, it says here, every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures being liquidated. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. If your last name begins with A through N, get your list by calling CRN at 1-800-401-6788. Everyone else, call tomorrow. No credit? Hey, it's okay. For a foreclosure list, call 1-800-401-6788. 1-800-401-6788.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to it. Over 1,000 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. See what I mean? By heading over to wiki, that's wiki.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org as we travel to, where was he tortured, Afghanistan?
Well, this story goes all over the place, really.
It's his own words, a man named, I forget the name, you know his name.
His name is Khalid El-Masari.
Khalid El-Masari, a German citizen.
Born in Lebanon. He was a car salesman before he was detained in December 2003.
Car salesman in Germany?
I would assume.
Okay.
This is written in the first person. On New Year's Eve in 2003, I was seized at the border of Siberia and Macedonia by Macedonian police who mistakenly believed I was carrying a false German passport. I was detained incommunicado for more than 3 weeks. Then I was handed over to the American intelligence agency and was stripped, severely beaten, shackled, dressed in a diaper, injected with drugs, chained to the floor of the plane, to a floor of a plane, and flown to Afghanistan.
Stop right now. Okay, so all of those things, stripped, severely beaten, forced to wear a diaper, chained, etc., all happened while in the custody of the CIA.
That is the way this sentence is constructed.
Okay. Because they claim they don't torture people.
Right. Afghanistan, where I was imprisoned in a foul dungeon for more than 4 months. Long after the American government realized I was an entirely innocent man, I was blindfolded, put back on a plane, flown to Europe, and left on a hilltop in Albania without any explanation or apology for the nightmare I had endured. My story is well known. It has been described in literally hundreds of newspaper articles and television news programs, many of them relying on sources within the U.S. government. It has been the subject of numerous investigations and reports by intergovernmental bodies, including the European Parliament. Most recently, prosecutors in my own country of Germany are pursuing indictments against 13 CIA agents and contractors for their role in my kidnapping, abuse, and detention. Although I never could have imagined it, and certainly never wished it, I have become the public face of the CIA's extraordinary rendition program.
Mm-hmm.
Why then does the American government insist that my ordeal is a state secret? This is something beyond my comprehension. In December 2005, with the help of the American Civil Liberties Union, I sued former CIA Director George Tenet, along with other CIA agents and contractors, for their roles in my kidnapping, mistreatment, and arbitrary detention. Above all, what I want from the lawsuit is a public acknowledgement from the U.S. government that I was innocent, a mistaken victim of its rendition program, and an apology for what I was forced to endure.
Let me guess, he hasn't gotten any of the above.
No. Without this vindication, it has been impossible for me to return to my normal life. I don't see why that is exactly, but...
Well, you know, it might be a little bit traumatic what happened to him. It might leave a few marks in your brain. I mean, that's heavy duty,
man. I don't know how the apology from the U.S. government is going to change anything. For instance,
I see where
you're the U.S. government apologized to the Japanese for their internment. It didn't help any of their ancestors, their mothers
and
fathers.
He's just looking for something.
They apologized to the Hawaiian people. It didn't make them free.
I know. I see where you're coming from, but he's looking for something. Something that for them to just say to show that they've got some sort of remorse for this, but they don't. And this is typical of government agencies. It's typical. They just run roughshod over people's rights and freedoms, and then they just shrug their shoulders and ignore it.
They don't have to. I mean, they collect their taxes by force, and if you don't pay them, you go to jail.
That's right.
So, you know, we don't have any customer service here.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. government does not deny
Especially not for some foreigners.
Well, that's why I was hoping that, people would be able to look beyond his name, you know, his Lebanese name, and look at him as a human being.
A man who has a family and mm-hmm. friends and a life and a job and something
and
he does.
Inalienable rights.
Right.
The U.S. government does not deny that I was wrongfully kidnapped. Instead, it is argued that in court that my case must be dismissed because any litigation of claims will expose state secrets and jeopardize American security, even though George Bush has told the world about the CIA's detention program and even mm-hmm. though
and it's
my allegations have been corroborated by eyewitnesses and other evidence.
Yeah, the Extraordinary Rendition Program has supposedly been shut down. They shut down all those secret prisons. Of course, they won't tell you where the secret prisons are. And you can't really
And there are people still missing, still missing from these secret prisons.
Oh, boy.
There's a handful of them, more than a dozen. To my amazement and dismay, last May, a federal district court judge agreed with the government and threw out my case. Then Friday, the U.S. 4th District Court
of Appeals...
I don't
know why he was amazed. I guess maybe he's somebody who used to think the government was good. And maybe that's why he's amazed by this protectionism on the part of the government courts. I'm not amazed at all. What's this? The federal courts? Backing up the federal government?
Protecting themselves.
Protecting them?
Yeah. Then on Friday, the U.S. Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that decision. It seems that the only place in the world where my case cannot be discussed is in a U.S. courtroom. I did not bring this lawsuit to harm America. I brought this lawsuit because I want to know why America harmed me. I don't understand why
Well, by the way, it wasn't America that harmed him. It was the United States federal government. Just to clarify, I didn't have anything to do with it.
I don't understand.
I'm not funding them.
No. I don't understand why the strongest nation on earth believes that acknowledging a mistake will threaten its security. Isn't it more likely that showing the world that America cannot give justice to an innocent victim of its anti-terror policies will cause harm to America's image and security around the world? In November, I traveled to America.
It's hard to believe our image could be harmed even further, but yes, I think it
absolutely could.
Yeah.
In November, I traveled to America for the first time to hear my lawyers argue my case before the appeals court in Richmond, Virginia, and meet with members of Congress and their staff on Capitol Hill. It's obvious that the U.S. government does not consider me a security threat, or I would not have been allowed to enter the country, much less be in the same room with federal judges and members of Congress.
He'd been picked up again.
Right. Although I did not understand all of the arguments made by the lawyers, I was impressed by the dignity of the proceedings and by the respect. They do love dignity and respect in the courtrooms, but... You know, that doesn't mean that you get good rulings out of them.
Mm-hmm.
For the rule of law that I have always associated with America, I'm deeply disappointed to find that the same legal system denies me the chance to fully present my case. If I were being treated fairly by the American legal system, perhaps we would not have reached the point where German prosecutors are bringing criminal charges against American CIA agents.
How well those will stick.
I don't know. I guess those CIA agents won't be able to travel to Germany, but that doesn't seem like the worst thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
During my visit, and certainly nothing compared to what Khalid here went through. During my visit in November, many Americans offered me their personal apologies for the brutality that had been perpetrated against me in their name.
That's good, because the American people are still good people. They're still people who care about others, and it's just the people that work for the government that are bad. The people that work for the federal government that are the evil ones.
I wouldn't
say, as far as I'm concerned,
all of them that work for the federal government are evil. But
the ones that are protecting the CIA and the ones that are the ones that tortured this man sure as hell are.
I would agree, but the reason they've abdicated their own responsibility because that's what they were told to do.
That's crap.
Authority.
That's crap.
I agree.
Don't ever abdicate your responsibility. You are always making a decision
from
it's
their point of view.
You're choosing to follow somebody else's orders, and you can at any time choose to stop.
The argument didn't work at Nuremberg, and I don't believe it works here.
1-800-259-9231. Is there more from this gentleman?
He just says, I hope they see me as a human being and not a state secret.
I want to know how you feel about this man. 800-259-9231. Should state secrets be protected, or should he get an apology? It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? What sounds so easy and convenient?
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer, and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicines, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with No BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are entirely free, and that does include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. There's no logging in. There's no hoops to jump through. You just go and get them for free. Just click and download. freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents, like your will or a living trust, in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com.
So I want to know from you at 800-259-9231 if you think that extraordinary rendition is a good idea. Certainly, within the sound of our voice, there must be someone who thinks that the Bush administration can do no wrong, that this CIA secret prison thing, it's a good idea. We need to have more secret prisons. We need to be abducting more people from around the world and right here in America and throwing them into these secret prisons, because the guy that we talked about from Germany, he's not the only one. In fact, as Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation points out, we've also talked about the story of Maher Arar. Now, he's the Canadian citizen who was kidnapped by U.S. officials while changing planes in New York, and he was taken to Syria and tortured. So I want to know from you if you think this is acceptable. And if you think it's acceptable, how is it that you can justify it in your mind? Please share. 800-259-9231. Because if you don't call in and explain yourself and at least try to make excuses, then I'm going to think that most American people are good people. And I'm going to think that most Americans are against programs like this. In which case, why is it that you haven't risen up and protested in the streets or done something to register your disgust and distaste for a government that behaves in this way? 800-259-9231. Jacob Hornberger, Future of Freedom Foundation. President Bush has decided that the U.S. government is now going to talk to Syria. The reason that the president has steadfastly refused to talk to Syria before now is that Syria, he has repeatedly emphasized, is a state sponsor of terrorism. They're one of the bad guys, right?
That's so we're told.
There's one part of all this, however, that's quite befuddling. The U.S. government has already been talking to Syria, at least if the CIA is still considered part of the U.S. government. See, if you don't believe me, just ask Maher Arar. He's the Canadian citizen who was kidnapped while changing planes in New York on an international flight back to Canada, his country of citizenship. After U.S. officials accused Arar of being a terrorist, the CIA forcibly boarded him onto one of its rendition planes and then flew him to be tortured in, yeah, Syria.
Hmm.
That's the country that President Bush has repeatedly said the U.S. government wouldn't talk to because it's a state sponsor of terrorism. Well, why did the CIA deliver Arar to Syria instead of, say, France? Well, because Syrian officials are renowned for being excellent torturers, which shouldn't be too surprising given that they're also renowned for being
dubious honor.
Excellent terrorists. Who better to torture someone than a state sponsor of terrorism, right? You've probably already grasped my point. In order to make the arrangements to have Arar tortured to get information from him, CIA officials had to have talked to the Syrian officials. So, there's communication going on. George Bush is acting like he's going to talk to him for the first time. This is going to be some new thing. Those talks had to have encompassed discussions about torturing Mr. Arar and how information acquired from him would be transmitted back to U.S. officials. After all, it's not as though the CIA would have just flown into Syrian airspace without permission, dropped off a complete stranger at the Syrian airport and said goodbye. No, there had to be detailed discussions between certain officials of the CIA and certain officials of the Syrian government. But how is it that something like this, how does something like this happen? Doesn't it almost defy credulity? Well, why here you have a regime that the president repeatedly condemns as a state sponsor of terrorism and with whom the U.S. government simply is not going to communicate, according to Bush. Meanwhile, CIA officials somehow or other cut a deal with the Syrian officials to torture a citizen of Canada on behalf of the United States government.
Nice.
And on behalf of you, if you pay taxes. Who are those Syrian officials who cut the torture deal with the CIA? Were there negotiations over which torture techniques would be used? Waterboarding, electric shocks to the genitals, forced nudity, isolation, and sensory deprivation? What did the Syrian government get out of the deal? Was it paid for its services, and if so, in what form? Was the contract put into writing? Did CIA officials monitor performance of the contract? How much information was acquired, and how was it transmitted from Syria to the CIA? Did President Bush approve the deal? Unfortunately, we don't know the answers to any of those questions because the mainstream press has simply chosen not to ask them.
It's not as interesting as Anna Nicole.
Apparently not. Or Britney Spears, which, by the way, I was on ABC News' website today, and they have an entire section.
On Britney's haircut.
On Britney. No, just Britney. Fallen pop star. There's just six or seven different stories there about Britney Spears. This is what Americans are concerned with. And it's just more evidence that the media, the mainstream media in this country, are nothing more than lapdogs for the federal government. I mean, they don't ask tough questions anymore. And the media's idea of a tough question is boxers or briefs. Mr. President, they could, for instance, have simple one reporter. All it would take would be one reporter. Just one. One with the cojones. One with the journalistic integrity that apparently no one else has to ask a question like, Mr. President, how can you say that you haven't been talking to Syria when, in fact, your very own CIA officials obviously talked to Syria when they cut their torture deal regarding Maher Arar? Better yet, what would be wrong with a full investigation by Congress into the kidnapping, rendition, and torture of Maher Arar, who, by the way, was ultimately exonerated of any involvement in terrorism? You know, I wonder, they didn't apologize to the guy we talked about in the last segment, the gentleman from Germany. And that's what he's looking for. He's just looking for someone to say they're sorry. I wonder if they apologize to Maher Arar. What do you think?
Yeah.
You think they'll apologize to Jose Padilla when he's inevitably exonerated, which we hope will happen in the next year or two when he finally goes to trial? Do you think they'll apologize to him for holding him in prison for 4 years
no.
without charges? It could begin by subpoenaing every CIA official involved in the matter who could be required to describe under oath at a public hearing all of the details of the torture agreement that was cut with a terrorist regime with whom President Bush has until now supposedly refused to communicate. Oh, but an investigation by Congress in that way would reveal state secrets, wouldn't it? We can't have that now, can we?
Well, you know, those state secrets, they're valuable things.
Now that President Bush is talking to Syria, would it be a good idea if he and the CIA talked to the American people about the deal they cut with Syria to torture Maher Arar? 800-259-9231, what do you think? Again, the issue is state secrets. I mean, how important are these things?
You know, if you read Tom Clancy novels, they seem very important. I've read, you know, the vast majority of what he's written, and I really enjoyed it at one point, and you know, the more I get into it and realize that the government's big and inefficient, overpowering, and violent, you know, the less I enjoy books like that.
Yeah. And the whole state secrets concept, doesn't it just fly in the face of transparency of government? I mean, isn't it generally a good idea in a free country that supposedly has a government that is run by regular people? Isn't it a good idea to have transparency where you can see what the budgets are, you can see who's being hired? If you want to get this information, you should have access to it. Isn't the concept
If I pay for it, I should have access to it.
Right. Isn't the concept of a state secret sort of anathema to that whole idea? I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I mean, we're on 20 affiliates tonight, and apparently nobody wants to talk about this. Is it that bothersome? Are you that... have you just not come across this information before? Maybe this is the first time you've heard about this. It's certainly possible. I mean, if all you've been doing with your time has been watching the latest on Anna Nicole or Britney Spears, then I can imagine that you might have missed the news about how the United States government has been caught red-handed torturing innocent people. You might have missed that news, in which case maybe you're just in shock. Or maybe our phone lines aren't working. But we had a call earlier. 800-259-9231. That's fine. We can move on. On the way, radio regulations for the internet. They've been announced, and they are onerous. More on the way. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves for the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark, 1-800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features totally free. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by voting for us. It is a new month, and that means it's time for you to head over to vote.freetalklive.com to show your support for the show. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, the easiest one of the easiest ways to help us out is to go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the program. Last time I looked, we were at first or second place on Podcast Alley, and that's important because your votes propel us up that top 10 chart, hopefully keeping us there all month long. And that means, of course, being at the top means that more people will see the show and then listen to the show, and then come across the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's important to you, then you could vote for us and be really helpful. Vote.freetalklive.com. If you're not in front of a computer now, try to remember when you do get in front of one and head over there. And then once you're done voting, ask some friends or family members. Shoot out some instant messages or some emails and ask them to go to vote.freetalklive.com because it makes a big difference for freedom. Vote.freetalklive.com. Alrighty then. So we're going to talk about here internet regulations. There are a couple different ones we're going to discuss. Mark, you've got a story about internet regulations on, I think, internet service providers. I've got a story about radio. Internet radio, that is. According to KurtHanson.com and and RAIN, which is the Radio and Internet Newsletter, the webcast royalty rate has been announced. The Copyright Royalty Board, the CRB, has announced its decision on internet radio royalty rates, rejecting all of the arguments made by webcasters and instead adopting the per-play rate proposal put forth by Sound Exchange, which is a digital music fee collection body created by the RIAA. Now, before we go on with the details, which are pretty sad, but imagine this. Can you believe this, Mark, that what has essentially happened here is this copyright review board has essentially sided with the old school, old media, RIAA, as opposed to the little guys, the independent webcasters, the guys that just want to put some music out on a web stream for people to listen to. Can you imagine that? The RIAA, with its millions of dollars is in its budget, actually managed to sway the government in this case?
Well, you know, I'm kind of torn on this one. You know, those people, the RIAA decides, you know, that they're in control of these copyrights. And, you know, it's their music. These webcasters can put music that, you know, the artists don't care about them playing. That's mm-hmm. fine. So, you know, they can put stuff out there. It's not their music. And, you know, if the RIAA doesn't want them to play it, they're not going to make any money. And therefore, what they're doing is stifling innovation. They're going to...
Who's not making money?
The RIAA and the webcasters.
If they don't play the songs, you mean?
Well, there's no real fee for service in internet radio.
No.
Not much, if there is any. And so, therefore, whatever amount that they're not, you know, whatever they charge them is just going to be overhead for somebody who's doing it as a hobby. They're not going to pay it. So they're not going to play it. So their songs aren't going to get as much play. They are going to play other things that there aren't copyrights on, and those songs are going to get more popular, and at some point or another, the RIAA is going to, you know, regulate itself out of business.
That's an interesting way to see things. Well, the RAIN has learned that the rates the board has decided on, effective retroactively through the beginning of 2006, are as follows, and they go down the list. And essentially, it goes from 2006, it'll be 0.0008 cents per performance, so far less than a cent. And then in 2010, it will go up to 0.0019.
So because they know how much money is going to be made in these industries in 2010.
It's absurd. Yeah. A performance is defined as the streaming of one song to one listener. Thus,
what?
That's correct.
One song to one listener?
That's correct.
The amount is?
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Thus, a station that has an average audience of 500 listeners racks up 500 performances for each song it plays.
Oh, no.
The minimum fee is $500 per channel per year. There's no clear definition of what a channel is for services that make up individualized playlists for listeners. Now, a definition of what that means is, for instance, there are, I know Yahoo does this. Yahoo, with their Yahoo Messenger, you can select songs and from their library, and you can create your own little playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And no one else on the internet can hear that playlist. It's being streamed directly to you by your choice. So the question here that these guys are asking, RAIN, Radio Internet Newsletter, is asking is, does that define a channel? If you're just shooting those songs out to one person, does that mean that you'll have to pay $500 for each channel? It's $500 per channel per year minimum fee.
Now, I would agree with you that regulations make all this very, very complicated.
What they're going to do is, as you pointed out, they're going to regulate these people right out of business. These people that are essentially, in many cases, internet radio stations are just people that want to provide music to other people.
True.
But if they have to pay $500 per year to do so, just for regulatory purposes, let alone the cost of the channel, because it does cost money to stream stream audio to people.
Sure.
But $500 now on top of that, that's a major disincentive to get into internet streaming.
You know, if I want to put up my own internet radio station, and you did this at one point in your life, you had your own internet radio station.
Well, we sort of have a radio station now, but it's not 24/7.
You played music.
I had something 24/7.
Right, that played music.
Not really.
No, I thought it did.
Yeah.
My mistake. Anyway, if I want to put up my own music radio station on the internet, mm-hmm. the idea of paying $500 is going to be prohibitive to do that. And you know, it's all they're going to do is make it so fewer people hear their songs.
Exactly right. And what they're also doing is they're restricting the other way to say that is they're restricting the venues at which people can hear those songs. So some radio stations will still be able to play the RIAA's music, but it'll be like a wasteland online because most people aren't going to jump through these hoops, or they just will ignore them entirely and break the law. Participants are granted a 15-day period wherein they have the opportunity to ask the CRB for a rehearing. Within 60 days of the final determination, the decision is supposed to be published in the Federal Register, along with any technical corrections that the board might wish to make. Within 30 days of publication in the Register, it might be appealed to the U.S. Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia. Now, RAIN breaks it down. They actually took the numbers and looked at how stations work on the internet, and they just wanted to see if this would even be possible. Like, if you wanted to run an internet radio station and play copyrighted RIAA-supported music, would it be possible? Here's their analysis. Because a typical internet radio station plays about 16 songs an hour, that's a royalty obligation in 2006. Remember, it goes up every year after that. In 2006, of about 1.28 cents per listener hour. So again, since it's 0.0008 times 16, that's 1.28 cents per listener per hour is what it would cost. In 2006, a well-run internet radio station might have been able to sell two radio spots an hour at $3 net CPM. That's cost per thousand.
Well, that's I would imagine that's very difficult to do. To sell those spots. You have to pretty much work at that full time to.
Yep.
It's a full time job selling advertising. I've done it all my life. I know you can't just expect people to come to you, especially
sure.
on the internet where there's 10 million channels.
And it's taken you as the salesman on this show, despite the fact that we have over 20 radio stations, it's taken you a good 6 months to really finally start to get the ball even just rolling
right.
as far as getting new advertisers in here. And we've got 20 radio stations plus our internet audience. I mean, imagine only having a handful of listeners, maybe a couple hundred listeners, to your internet station. How difficult it would be to get anybody to come on board and buy airtime.
Who would? Why would they? I mean, would a national organization want to talk to you about advertising if you have 500 people? No, they wouldn't.
Likely.
I can assure you they wouldn't, because I have 23 stations, and a lot of them don't want to talk to me until I've got 100,000
yep.
average quarter hour. And so, you know, there's just no way. Is a local one going to do it? No. Why do I care about Sam's Coffee House in Poughkeepsie if I live in Albuquerque?
So, if this well-run internet, this theoretical well-run internet station was able to sell those two spots at $3.
I can't imagine to whom.
At a $3
their
net.
Mom.
That's cost per thousand. That would add up to 0.6 cents per listener hour. Now remember, they've got to cover 1.28 cents in order to just cover the regulatory costs.
Right.
Even adding in ancillary revenues from occasional video gateway ads, banner ads on the website, and so forth, total revenues per listener hour would only be in the 1.0 to 1.2 cents per listener hour range. Still not enough.
No.
That math suggests that the royalty rate decision for the performance alone, not even including composers' royalties, is in the ballpark of 100% or more of total revenues. They want to kill internet streams.
Yep.
That's what's going on here. And that doesn't even factor in the 1.2 cents per listener hour. Doesn't factor in the $500 minimum fee per channel per year. That's the minimum fee. I don't know what the maximum one is. They want to kill music on the internet.
You know, if I had an internet radio station, I'd be going to all those bands that are on MySpace trying mm-hmm. to get their little message out there, their music out to people, and I'd be putting them on my radio station so that people could listen to them.
I think that's a good idea.
Otherwise, you just can't run one. Not with these rules.
800-259-9231. There's more internet regulations coming down the pipe. We'll share those with you. In fact, I think the ones you have are a little bit scary. Mark, are they a little scary, the ones you have?
I think they are.
Hour 2 is on the way. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.